It's Monday, January 20th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by QSC, who invites you to go native with the QSIS audio, video, and control ecosystem.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 176. Matt Scott is joined by Ian Bryant and Joe Whitaker talking about showrooms. Ian Bryant starts off talking about the importance of getting a hands-on experience with solutions for both customers and integrators.
I think that there is some areas where it never really left. I mean, there's definitely some of the really high quality. If you look at like the CE Pro Top 100, I have it over here on my wall. I know some of the companies and they've got amazing showrooms. But if I was just at Connections Conference last month, and they had the Comcast Xfinity is now doing Experience Center showrooms where people can come in and touch the technology and experience it. And that's what I think, we've said this word probably enough to start a drinking game, but the experience of being and sitting in front of it and relaxing, and what Joe's doing with, you know, push buttons, try things, it gives the potential client an idea of maybe what they could have in their home and what that excites them. It also, I think, really goes to allowing everyone to know who the local professional techs are, like who the professional company is locally. People will leave an experience center like that or a showroom and go to their buddy and say, man, you've got to go check out, you know, Joe's company down the street. That showroom is awesome. And they know what they're doing. That place is amazing. And they get the best technology. I don't think that everyone has to have a giant grand showroom, but I definitely think it pays off. And if you do it right, and again, the focus needs to be on the customer. That's what we're here to do, is to help these people either simplify their life or make it better, or give them some sort of a nice feeling when they're at home with this technology. So, yeah.
And it also rings true back with the "I can show you better than I can tell you" philosophy. Mm-hmm. Being able to, like, this room is, you know, acoustically treated. It's a great room to be in. But you also have to have the flip side, because people go to big retail spaces where there's a room tuned for two channel, kind of like this room is. And they hear that, and then you have to tell them, well, which big retail places don't. If you take these speakers out of this room and put them in that reflective room, they're not going to sound the same. So we also have an area that's dang near untreated, so they can hear the difference in, you know, when you do your room right and you base it for sound, it sounds as good. But you take it in a room that has no rugs and no panels and all hard surfaces, it doesn't sound the same. To set those expectations up front and let them know environment and style plays into what your output is.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.